Good evening, Keith Mason. Welcome to the third final instalment of Chain Still 10.
Penultimate but one.
But one. That's the word I was looking for. Penultimate but one instalment of Chain Still 10 with, it was Andrew and Ken. It became Kevin and Ken. It became Kevin and Sam and Ken. It became Kevin, Wizza, Sam, Kev and Ken and others.
It's really, you're the recurring theme in this. You are,
yes.
You are what they would call in the business the talent.
I'm the rock of the show, basically, and it snowballed into something beautiful. But now it's time, like winter, like a snowball, it has to melt and it has to go away at some point. So we will be leaving you soon, I'm afraid. Hopefully you've been enjoying us for the last 2 years, Sam.
Two whole years.
2 blimmin' years I've been doing this, which is quite not bad, actually.
I've only been enjoying about 10 months of this
radio fame.
I think, yeah.
And do you hunger for more?
Oh, well, I mean...
Are you insatiable, Sam?
I know that we didn't want to announce this, but of course, the reason that we're leaving is to take over Joe Wiley's slot on Radio 1.
That's correct, yes. So just tune us in, then you'll see us there. That was the Go Team. Remember them?
Yes, I do.
They are excellent, and that's from their latest album, The Rolling Blackouts, which is out now. And that's Secretary Song. I don't think they've released a single as such, but they've got various just free downloads, and I think this might be one actually available in America. But this that was a really good song, a real return to form, I thought, because their previous album wasn't up
so
much.
If anyone is listening in America.
In America, for the American listeners, go and download that song. It's called Secretary Song. Really fun, full of life, joie de vivre, you know, all that kind of stuff. And
you know me, full of the joie de vivre.
And I like that. I've seen them live as well at Tina Park, and stupendous, fantastic. A lot of people saw them on TV and said they were pretty rubbish, but I think you had to be there to enjoy their antics. We'll go on to a song next, I think. We'll go on to the next single from Arcade Fire, which is going to be City with No Children. That'll be out in the next month, I believe. Their album is an absolute corker, actually.
Yeah,
the Suburbs.
Standout record from last year.
It is indeed. This is going to be their next single. It's called City with No Children. Have a listen.
See you.
Arcade Fire there with their soon-to-be-released single, City With No Children. A rollicking song, wouldn't you agree? Absolutely, if anything, underpraised album, because it really just is quality, actually.
Yeah, but yet you haven't heard so much fuss about it as the previous two records.
Yeah, well, the first one certainly came out and with a bang when they were came out from Canada. And their second one, I thought actually maybe some were slightly disappointed by it, but everybody, every magazine, The Guardian, NME, Q, everything you look at or read, every interview for it, they're just full of praise of it. So I think one times...
It wasn't quite as consistent as a whole, but there was... Certainly, there were two or three great tracks on that record.
I think the reporter for the New York Times, I believe it is, called them the most exciting band since the Beatles, which was quite an accolade, actually.
These things that journalists say.
Oh, these things. We can't really trust them. But I suppose, actually, with Arcade Fire, their praise is universal, so you can say whatever about them you want. They are playing at a few festivals this year as well. Benicassim, which is one in Spain beside Barcelona. And one I'm actually hoping to go to myself with a few of my mates for a good, jolly good knees up in Serbia.
In Serbia?
Of all places. Come to Serbia.
Which festival is that like?
This is Exit Festival.
Exit. Yes. Takes place in a castle.
It does. In the fortress.
I think I heard.
Yes, in the fortress of Novi Sad in Serbia, which is a town, well, city rather, of about 330,000 inhabitants. And yes, it takes place in a castle, and I believe it was originally set up as some sort of response to the government. You know what those governments are like in Russia, or the Soviet Union, or should I say, I think. But it looks quite good so far. It's got Taiga, a band that I can't even begin to pronounce, Gramophone and Ice, something like that, James Zabiela, and Arcade Fire will be there. Also, Portishead have just been announced for Exit Festival.
The mighty Portishead.
Is that right?
Portishead, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it right, okay. But they'll be there, and hopefully a few more acts will be announced soon. Because I don't know how many of my friends are keen to go.
I think Portishead are a bit spooky for a music festival.
Have you heard Bill Bailey's version of... A Portishead version of Zippity Doodah?
I actually have, yeah.
I think we should try and play that at some point on this, but maybe maybe not. It's a bit too creepy. Anyway, another upcoming.
It's a real artist. Music nerd reference. That here's a Portishead version of something.
Belt of an alternative comedian as well. We've got another upcoming album as well. I think this is out in March. It's Likely. Heard of her?
No.
She's Swedish, but that's no surprise.
Isn't everybody these days?
On this show it is, anyway. Like Lee, who's done collaborations with Robin and Royxscope, amongst other artists. She's done a song here called I'm Good, I'm Gone, though. I'm going to go play that because I couldn't find anything from her upcoming album, which is going to be called something or other. Can't quite remember off the top of my head just now. But this is from her previous
album. Kenneth, I think doing a great disservice to our Scandinavian friends. Mm-hmm. I think I have heard of her, but I've only ever seen her name written down. I didn't really recognise it when you said it out loud.
You're in for a treat then. So you only pretended to know who that was. Oh yeah, that is the most indie thing in the world. Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
Of course I have.
Likely.
I'm already over them.
I've heard about them before they were formed. This is from her previous album, Youth Novels, which was released in 2008, and looking forward to her new album, because I really like her voice and her style, of course, Scandinavian style, always very cool, and this song is very cool as well. Hopefully you'll agree. Have a wee listen to Like Lee's I'm Good, I'm Gone.
Working in the corner, peeking off shows, waiting for my time to come. Working in the corner, one bit to the other, but I want my piece to burn. Thank you. for my time to come.
An interest in either classical or rock music, then why not share it with the county by becoming a presenter on Caithness FM? If you'd like to get involved but don't want to present a show, then join us as a volunteer receptionist. Interested? Then call Caithness FM on 01847 89000 or email us at office@caithnessfm.
You're listening to Tunes Till 10 with Sam Jappy and Ken tonight. Kevin is not with us. He's playing football against the mighty Black Stairs.
I heard him playing football.
You heard him playing football from all the other...
Well, not him personally, but there was footballing noises as I passed the football pitch.
The sound of the ball hitting the back of the net.
Probably
through Kevin's knees.
The whoosh
between his legs. But yes, all the best there, Kevin. I'm sure he'll be back next week for the actual penultimate show. And then on the ultimate, is it the ultimate show? Is that what the word is? The final show.
Yeah, it would be, I suppose.
The final show. We see the return of the now infamous Tunes Till 10 quiz, which I'm looking very forward to. Are you prepared? Are you psyched up for this event?
I've been doing nothing but preparing for some weeks now.
Encyclopedia has eaten them.
Yes.
Raw. That tastes, information tastes delicious.
Britannica, yum.
Your favourite flavour, Sam. But yes, hopefully we'll get yourself. And obviously, Wizza, a.k.a. William Smith, isn't here. He's down in London town. That wasn't London at all.
Doing whatever one does in London town.
Oh, cleaning chimneys, things like that. Floating from
dancing around the old Joanna in the pubs of the East End.
That's what they do in London. He's not going to be here. Although I would like to think that if there is a green button here on this desk, which allows me to get people on the phone, so we'll see if we can do that somehow. It is, I know. We'll see
all
what
these,
happens.
All these years you've been here, and we've never known that that we could do that, and
never ever have I been told to touch this green button. Who knows what will happen?
We could have turned this into some sort of horrible right-wing talk radio thing years ago.
We could have had people phoning in, giving them us their opinions, and I'm sure there'll be plenty after last week's comments about Rangers as well, who would want to give me their opinion. Give me a right hook of opinion, I'm sure.
a whole bunch of opinions.
Of course, if you've got any requests or opinions, or if you'd like to say anything to us, then please, by all means, do give us a call. Sam Jappy on the number
01847 89000.
Yes, and you can also contact us, drop us a line, drop us an email, throw us an email at studio@caithnessfm.co.uk. And we look forward to hearing from you. Our next song tonight is going to be a new one from Glass Vegas, who are playing here not that long ago, actually. In the Black Stairs, I believe, in Wick. Which went down quite well. They played for a fairly short set, but I think for what they were doing, it was quite good. And it's always good to see some sort of major-ish talent.
It's nice to see someone, you know, nationally known.
Taking the time to come up here,
yeah.
It is indeed. Well, this is their newest single. It's going to be their forthcoming single, rather. Euphoria, Take My Hand. Not a massive fan of Glass Vegas, but there are people out there who like them, so hopefully there are a few listening tonight, and hopefully they like this song. Here's a new one from Glass Vegas, Euphoria, Take My Hand.
Euphoria.
A new website, Sam. I thought you might be interested to know.
A new website.
A new website.
On the interweb.
A Greek radio website. It's called the Radio One Rhodos Greece. My brother Aristotle. Oh, hey, I didn't want to have to play that song right now. It's a good song, but we won't play it just yet. I was taking the tick off that. I just came across it, but it's a really good website to find out what's going to be coming up in the next few months. So really, you could just do my job. You don't have to listen to me.
And these are British, these are UK.
UK, not releases. Just Greek.
On the Greek radio website.
Not just the Spartans or whatever the band names over there are.
It's possible that maybe they actually get a lot of imports in Greece. I don't know how big the native Greek record industry is.
Huge.
Is enormous.
Massive.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, Greek. Beyonce, Greek. The Rolling Stones, Greek. it's good though. I mean, I've found out quite a few like what's coming out in the near future for singles and for albums, such as Lupe Fiasco. He's bringing out a single on February 20th. I really like him. Miles Kane of X Rascals and his collaboration with the Arctic Monkeys lead singer. They're called
Alex
something. Alex. Something, that's his name, yes. The Last Shadow Puppets, he's got a single coming out February 20th as well. The Script are coming out with If You Ever Come Back on February 20th, thank goodness for that. But another one I found on this was Aaron Collins featuring the drums.
Featuring the drums?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
There we go, that's coming out February 27th, I would never have known about that. And also coming out on February 27th is Elbow's new soon. You might have heard me just play something from their previous album, The Seldom Seen Kid.
Which was a great record, I think. Finally getting the kind of recognition that they've deserved for years, Elbow, yeah.
That's correct, yeah. They thought it would be... I'm getting mixed up, because not the Enemy Music Award, but the...
The Mercury?
The Mercury, it did.
Got the Mercury Music Prize, I
think. That's right, yeah, because there was hopes for the Doves' last release to win that as well, but unfortunately they just missed out. But from this Greek radio website, where they smash their vinyls against the wall.
Yes, smash them upon the floor.
Yes, what do we do with JLS? Covered in hummus. And I decided to play a bit of Elbow, because they've got a new single coming out on February the 27th, which you should all look out for. This is, of course, I was just thinking, what song will I play? But the most radio-friendly, just even at 6 minutes 34, it's still radio-friendly.
34
seconds.
Oh, it's a good job we're not on commercial radio.
Oh, it's very good. But this is such a good tune. Here's Elbow with the biggest song from their last album, The Seldom Seen Kid. And this is One Day Like This. Do enjoy. We'll be right back.
Right. Sleeping around my house like a superhero can help reduce my risk of heart disease. Playing catch with my sister's favourite teddy can help cut my chances of type 2 diabetes. And if I clear snow off Grand's path, it'll help reduce my risk of cancer.
Ensuring your kids get 60 minutes physical activity a day can help them avoid major illnesses later in life. And you can break the 60 minutes up any way you want. For active tips and ideas, visit takelifeon.co.uk.
Swift-Jan Stevens there, a bit of a short in for you after playing that 6 minutes 34. That was Swift-Jan Stevens from his second last album, which was
I think you could say there's sort of one artist that we've always gone back to here during our tenure on Tunes Till 10. It's been Swift-Jan, I think, because he's one that we can all agree on.
You can always rely on Swift-Jan.
Always can.
You know, if you're feeling a bit sad, if you're feeling a bit happy, if you're feeling a bit in between, sappy, then you can go to Swift-Jan Stevens, because he's a fantastic artist, isn't he? Excellent multi-instrumentalist as well.
Yeah.
Not a mentalist, sorry.
Not a mentalist.
I'm going to go on to another song now, because we don't have that much time left, and we've got plenty of songs to play. Looking on my favourite Greek radio station website, we've got a lot of good albums coming out. We've got Kanye West and Jay-Z coming out soon with Watch the Throne, which could be interesting because they're two very highly regarded rap artists. We've got Lupe Fiasco, who's another rap artist, with his album Lasers. They're both coming out on March the 6th.
Lupe Fiasco.
Elbow as well coming out with their album Let's Build a Bomb, Boys, on March the 6th. Like Lee, Wounded Rhymes, February 27th. BDI, who are Liam Gallagher's new band, they've got one called Different Gear, Still Speeding, which is a crap name for an album. We've also got,
to be fair,
Gleecast.
What's the story? Morning Glory is a pretty bad name for an album as well.
But it is such a good album, so we can forgive him. But Mogwai, Griff Rhys, whatever his name is, but Bright Eyes, Britney Spears, they're all coming out in the near future. Oh, and thank goodness the Hughesies are also coming out. I bought the Hughesies' first album, I'm ashamed to say. But not ashamed to say, because some of them are quite catchy, some of those tunes. Don't look at me like that.
Gets a regular spin in the McElroy household.
I'm a bit of a stupid by that one, but one or two of their tunes are quite decent, I have to say. Our next song tonight is going to be Kanye West, actually. Since he, this is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is his last album, which isn't, I don't think...
I didn't know you felt that way about Kanye West.
Well, this is his last album. I don't think it was so commercially successful, but critically it was lauded indeed.
Plaudits were praised, laid upon it.
Indeed. I've not actually listened to much of the album itself, but this song struck me because it features Kanye West and Scott Vernon. I can't remember his name. Scott Vernon, actually, that's an Aberdeen striker, but
Aberdeen striker.
Yes, that would be some collaboration, but no, it's stranger than that. It's Bon Iver.
All right.
And Kanye West. Now there's a meeting you wouldn't ever imagine, could you? But they've grouped up together and
NWA once did a collaboration with Ally McCoist, so you know.
What? You're lying. I don't believe you. Well, you could be telling the truth, but Kanye West now, this is Lost in the World featuring Bon Iver, who's a folk artist, and this is from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Have a listen to this. See what you think. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind.
And your mama sues. Mama say, mama, my son. Lost in this plastic life. Let's break out of this fake ass party. Turn this into a classic night. If we die in each other's arms, still get laid in the afterlife. If we die in each other's arms, still get laid, yeah. Run from the lights, run down the night. Run for your life. I'm new.
love.
A bit of a change in pace there for you folks. That was Kanye West with Lost in the World. I don't actually know where Vernon figured in that, Bon Iver. Not sure at all, but he perhaps
maybe
just
he was playing that big drum.
Yes, he had a bit of auto-tune there. That was Kanye West though with Lost in the World, and this sounds like it could be a good album. Valentine's Day is fast approaching, Sam.
It is.
And how have you mentally prepared for the floods of letters that will be piling through your letterbox?
Yeah, our many adoring radio fans.
We put the sandbags there just to make sure it doesn't overwhelm.
Sam or Ken, care of Caithness FM, of course.
Yes, if anybody's, fancy. You know. And I can't think of anything more romantic to do than have my first driving lesson.
Your first official driving lesson?
Yes, oh my goodness.
Your heart will be broken.
Oh, I think so. Hopefully not the car. As long as the car's in good nick, I'm happy. But stay off the roads Valentine's Day, because I will be out there trying my best not to mow people down. I've just dawned as well, Ally McCoist, Sam, and that little joke you just said. Is
Ally
that
McCoist
the only footballer you could think of? Back from your Panini sticker book days. Oh, Ally McCoist is a footballer, I'll put him in it.
I was trying to think of some old kind of hip hop artists, and I then
yes,
and to be honest,
you did that
my basic knowledge of footballers of any given period is poor at the best.
I pictured that. But I was thinking perhaps maybe football isn't your bag, but maybe American football.
Go
Colts,
dear.
Go Cats. Did you watch
Go Steelers? Surely is what you should be saying.
Go Packers. Was it not? Was it not the Green Bay Packers?
All right, maybe I've. No. Did they not win last year?
Clearly, Sam, the answer to this is, who cares?
Yeah, I don't really,
I thought perhaps you would be a fan of the American football.
I've watched a couple of Super Bowls, but
you're our American correspondent. I thought you've been there a few times. I thought you'd be
able
to...
Well, I've been there once.
Well, that's a few times.
I didn't go to see any
a few times
football.
More than me.
The thing about American football, I find it odd that they have a game of four quarters where the last quarter lasts longer than the first three. It's a weird, slow-paced game. It's all about it's kind of moving up and taking territory.
Yeah.
I mean, if your brain is attuned to the soccer, like people in Europe, it seems like a weird game to play.
It is. I've watched it before, and well, obviously just on the TV, the Super Bowl.
Of course, there are many fans in the UK, and I'm sure it's a great game, but it's... not for me.
But why will it never ever succeed over here? What is the reason for it?
Well, because we have some better games to play. I think it's probably why.
But I believe Christina Aguilera fluffed up her lines on singing Amazing Grace, or the American
Amazing
National
Grace.
American National Anthem. It's basically the same song. Star Spangled Banner. That's the one. It wasn't a massive fluff, but it's a fluff nonetheless.
It's quite a prominent place to make a mistake.
And those Americans
in the second most watched sporting event in the world.
They love their anthem.
They do love their anthem, though they have a pretty good anthem.
They do. Our anthem is woeful, by the way.
It's a bit of a dirge.
It's awful. It is the worst national anthem in the world. It is so bad. Scottish national anthem is horrible. Was it written by the Corries? It's about 40-50 years old. How's that? That's rubbish.
I thought you were talking about God Save the Queen, actually.
That's not our national anthem.
You're a big fan of God Save the Queen.
That's not our national anthem. Don't be silly. Talking about O Flower of Scotland. You know, you get all these, the French national anthem, boisterous, and the German and the Russian horns, and whoa, it's making you, oh, I'm ready to fight at the rugby. O Flower of Scotland. Oh, that is just, that is bad.
I think we're almost unique in the world, though, that we have a de facto national anthem that we've adopted ourselves,
yes,
which has not been given to us by someone else. It's told by the government that this is your song to sing.
And did you know there is a note on that song which our own national instrument, which isn't even a national instrument, it's bagpipes, can't reach?
No.
There we go. Well, how's that for a fact? get rid of it and let's have something like, I don't know, a bit of Fleet Foxes for our national anthem. How does that sound? Yes? A bit of Fleet Foxes with Quiet Houses.
Well, put it out to the vote.
Yeah, we'll have a listen to this, Seth. So tell me what you think for national anthem. Imagine walking out to the field on that.
Imagine, yes. I'm not sure if it's a prime candidate.
No, it's not at all.
I've been thinking, Kenneth, last week you prompted some controversy by mentioning football. This week, I think I may have just dissed God Save the Queen. So now, rather than just merely provoking a bit of football irony, we've just committed treason.
Yes, that's us being hung, drawn and quartered, I believe.
We could be hanged.
That's it. Is there anybody else you'd like to insult, maybe? In other races or groups of people? Are we good with all of Britain and Rangers fans? Are we good with that? I think we'd maybe stop there.
Yeah, I think we'll end it at that.
Okay, I think we've done pretty well for 2 weeks anyway. Our next song tonight, we don't have much time left, but we've got time enough. It's going to be Cold War Kids. I don't know if you've heard of them, perhaps, Sam?
Yes, I have. I think I've actually seen Cold War Kids.
Oh, well, that's a bit of a
supporting
sponsor.
Supporting someone years ago. Oh, I can't remember who now because I'm old and my memory is gone.
A wonderful anecdote there. This is Cold War Kids with Louder Than Ever. Have we listened?
All my windows were barred. The sun made stripes of shade.
Cold War Kids there. I think if you like We Are Scientists, you would like that as well. The time has almost come for another ending of our show. Sam?
Sad ending.
A sad ending. That's what I always try and leave on a high note, though, so our next song will be Two Door Cinema Club. Good young Irish jaunty poppy band. We will be here next week, and then we'll be here for one more week after that.
Unless we get hanged for treason.
Unless we get hanged for treason, in which case we won't be hanging about for much longer. Good one. But yeah, after the final week, will be a quiz, and that's usually a bit of a larf, so do join us for that.
A larf and a half,
and... but we will see you next week. I'm going to leave you for just now with Two Door Cinema Club, with What You Know. Have a stick around and you can have a listen to Dave, and he's going to play you some tunes that he likes. But here's Two Door Cinema Club with What You Know, and we'll see you next week, guys. Bye bye.
I'm Rob Waller. Good evening. The previous Labour government is being accused of encouraging the release of the Lockerbie bomber with a game plan. 140 documents have been released by the Cabinet Secretary relating to Abdulbasit al-Megrahi being freed. Sir Gus O'Donnell concludes Labour did all it could to help Libya secure the release. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, explains how.
Another Foreign Office paper from January 2009 says, and I quote, "We now need to go further and work actively but discreetly to ensure that Megrahi is transferred back to Libya under the PTA or, failing that, released on compassionate grounds."
Labour leader Ed Miliband believes Sir Gus's report clears the former government of any wrongdoing.
"Mr Megrahi's release on compassionate grounds was a decision that Scottish ministers alone could and did make. So the message of today's report is that Mr Megrahi's release was not influenced by the UK government."
Hundreds of British Airways passengers are stuck in Ayrshire overnight after a jumbo jet was forced to make an emergency landing at Prestwick Airport. The flight from Heathrow to Mexico City was diverted when one of the passengers fell ill. But while it was on the ground, a technical fault was discovered on the 747, which can't be fixed until the morning. A man accused of killing his wife in Aberdeenshire told a friend he could no longer call himself a Christian. The High Court in Glasgow has been hearing evidence from a close friend of Malcolm Webster. Catherine Brown said they visited his dead wife's grave and had email conversations about how she died. He said Claire Morris was pregnant when she died in a car crash, and for that reason he was not a believer anymore. Webster denies all the charges against him and the trial continues. Police say a man found dead inside a burning flat in Edinburgh may not have died in the blaze. Flames took hold in the ground floor flat on Chalmers Crescent in the upmarket Sheens area this morning. Detective Inspector George Thompson says the public may hold vital information.
"Anyone who noticed any suspicious activity, anything they haven't seen before in the area, to contact ourselves directly or contact ourselves through Crime Stoppers on the number 0800 555 111. And anything like this, we would like to speak to anyone who was in this area at this time."
River City actress Eileen McCallum is speaking out about the struggle young disabled people have about going about their everyday lives. A new report from campaign group Trailblazers claims there are shocking inequalities in the job market and leisure industry in Scotland. Scotland have three new faces in their squad for Wednesday's friendly with Northern Ireland. Dundee United's Craig Conway, as well as Wigan Duro Stephen Caldwell and James McCarthy, are now in contention for the game in Dublin. Follows the withdrawals of captain Darren Fletcher, Lee McCulloch, Graham Dorans and Gary Caldwell. Assistant manager Peter Houston says they can cope.
"Look at the small amount of call-offs we've had, and it's unfortunately the guys who've had to call off is like Dan Fletcher, the captain, who never misses games. It's clearly he has an injury because he'd be here, he turns up for every match. And we're just unfortunate there's only one or two, but very few. You know, normally we've been hit with in the past 7 or 8 players who've had to call off. But I look at the squad and they're desperate to be here."
And that's the latest at 3 minutes past 10.
More music, more variety from your local station. Cakeness Air.